Radio. It's your boy GQ. Holding it the fuck down. It's Latin Fever Fridays, y'all. Yes, we were supposed to be live from 8 to 10. Did it work out that way? No, it didn't. Well, I had to make my money for my first job in order to lace y'all with, you know, some of this. But it is what it is. We're in the building like we never left. And, you know, it is what it is. Call it on the air.
The fuck it is, man. Let's not play games, you know what I'm saying?
We got 6-4 in the building. We got, you know, me, myself, I'm GQ, holding it down. We have a call in the building. Call it on the air.
Let's go call it, goddammit.
All right.
Mute them immediately. They're fucking up right now. They're fucking
up. They are fucking up. Apparently, they blocked their number. I'm talking about the one that blocked their number to call up. You're on the air.
So, that's two strikes, okay? You block the number, and now you don't want to fucking talk, all right? That's a double fucking whammy. That's a double fucking whammy right there, all right? You're lucky we don't fucking airlift your ass off the fucking show and fax you out the motherfucking building. All right?
Oh, man. Latin Fever Fridays, man. You already know it. Latin Fever. Give a big shout out to, you know, the Puerto Ricans that climb trees to eat the coconuts and mangoes and shit.
Word.
I mean, we got our watermelon. What I don't understand is how can we be monkeys but y'all eat bananas?
Go figure.
Not only do y'all eat bananas.
Y'all fly bananas.
Yeah, y'all fly bananas. Monkeys climb trees, y'all climb trees to knock mangoes and coconuts out. With a tree branch. All right, what's going on? Well, I love you Spanish people, you know?
Nah, I just love the Spanish women.
Yeah, the women, that's all.
Spanish
that's all that matters.
The Spanish men have proven themselves time and time again to be fucking, how should I say it? Fucking nonsense, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll discuss that later on. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to it, okay?
Hey, no doubt. We got motherfucking SD in the building.
SD, man. What up, man? Speak up, man. I'll forever hold your fucking peace.
Yo, come to find out, I sound like shit on this cell phone.
Do you?
Listen to your messages. Press 1.
Whoa. Who's listening to messages? Whoa!
Actually, your mom just left me a message. I wanted to check it.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened. I don't.
That's funny, because his mom don't got my cell number. I make her throw up the bat signal when she want to holler at me.
Okay.
Nigga said the bat signal.
The bat signal.
That's funny.
I want to give a big shout out to everyone that's listening, whether you called up just to air hustle. You know, and you don't have a computer. Cool. And if you're Spanish, you know, that explains it. Mm-hmm. You know, not that many clear trash bags out here to go window shopping at, you know, on trash day.
He's asthmatic and he got an ass bag.
He slip and falls, ass bag come out.
Back bag.
Back. Yeah, dog. What's your favorite Spanish race? Does it not matter, or do you have a certain one?
Don't fucking matter, dude.
In between any Spanish.
In between
race.
It works.
That's
in
my
between
favorite,
any.
That's my favorite
any,
Spanish spot.
Any Spanish bitch.
For those that don't know, man, we got our own fucking linguistics in this motherfucker.
Yeah, and they don't know old terminologies and all that.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I might want to put it together because it's one of those things that we do. So if you want to really get the 100% gist of what's going on, then, you know, you might want to open your ears, jackass.
Yeah, open your ears, jackass.
Hold on. You got to open the show with some real shit, man.
Hold on, nigga. It's Latin Fever Friday, man.
You already know what it is.
Fuck
you already know
Latin
what it is.
Yeah, he knows what it is. I don't even know why he's acting up right now.
That's because he's
one
DQ,
time,
man.
One time, man. Stop acting up.
Hold on. Let me pause this shit. Hold on.
Yeah,
One time. Niggas already know what it is.
Niggas know, I know what it is, and if they don't,
soon as he touched, this beans of rice eating music off.
Early, he got his finger. He got his finger on the play button, man.
Nah, I'm actually pushing the stop button. There we go.
I know that you pussy, cause you ain't the same as police is around. I know that you pussy, cause you ain't the same as police is around. Listen, my niggas, I ain't with all that record, my niggas. Blow 9 bullets to hit you every shit, my niggas. Niggas bodies out in York, but they let the mouse ride. Been a long time since you've been on the south side. The niggas wanna count what we got. The niggas in the street, cornball, I get most of my shit from the block. But it's funny, I can switch up my watch, plus switch up my car. Got a house in a real cool spot. Never gonna see me on bridge. I'm a criminal. Can't let the grimy niggas be where I live. Cause they might kick in the door. Looking for the piss and the roar. But all they gonna get the fifth and the four. All eyes on me like Mr. Shakur. Knocking the whispers in the Cadillac. Sit on the law. I adapt to my habitat. Give me the four. With a fully loaded clip. A bitch that drives stick. I'm rolling tie stick. That you on some hot shit. Mind about to cut up this game, yo. We're sticking to the same thing. Fuck if these ain't holes. But I don't wanna blame me, click. I'm down, feeling chance, and I'ma come clean. I like to dance to the shit. The niggas, I tell yeah, yo, the moon. Let me set you, check you. 50 don't respect you on the radio. We said your baby mom was a dude. I was sitting on the funk like, damn it.
Yeah,
you make me all figure, just bitch, you just bitch, nigga. I'm just fucking around with some nigga. I ain't trying to catch a case. I know that you pussy. Police is with you.
Police is with you.
I ain't gonna risk it, my nigga.
Nope.
Hey, you ever feel drunk and you get cops on me?
Nick say, how you pop off with police with you? How?
Let's be serious.
Who are we talking about? Is he talking about 50?
Obviously, he wasn't listening to the track, so we might have to run it back one more time, man.
Oh, I'll run it back one more time. I mean, just tell me exactly what the hell what happened. I don't want to have to sit here for 3 hours.
I am telling
two
you
minutes.
What happened, nigga. What do you mean? It says it in the beginning of the track, nigga.
I know that you pussy. You ain't the same as police on the ground.
That says it right there. Yeah, well, I mean, he could be talking about Rick Ross as well, since he's being he's an officer of the law.
Right, it applies to anyone. It applies to any pussy that acts different when police is around.
Okay. It's kind of like what you said the other day.
Basically. Now you understand the thesis. Do your homework, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas is feeble woman.
When police
is around. Nah, niggas is just feeble men. Niggas is feeble boys.
Feeble
men.
Boys.
Holding each other's manhood.
Man pawns. Yo, hit us up. 914-338-1782.
What?
Shout out your race. Oh. You're Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban. You know. That's why I said Cuban. I ain't say Q. I said Cuban, all right? If you're Dominican, Brazil. No, that's not really, Spanish, but to me it is, so. Just call us up, 914-338-1782.
Yeah,
shout out what race.
Shout out to motherfucking, Suzy Q, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, accept that friend request, man. You know what time it is, man.
You already know what time it is.
We ain't never scared, and accept that. Shout out to this bad chick, too, because I know you're trying to holler. You know what I'm saying? So holler. What the fuck is going on out here, man? About to get mad pussy from 360, man.
Nigga. You got the Uno?
Yeah, it's a rap, nigga.
You already know about the Uno, nigga.
Kitty Janah, I don't know, but I'm gonna find out very shortly.
You need to get a webcam, nigga.
Oh, I got a webcam, but not for this.
Oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, not for the box.
I don't need one, nigga. The bitches need one. I just need to see them. They don't need to see me.
Straight up, I just need to see them playing with their pussy popping.
What? And all of that other fabulous shit that niggas say the bitches be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely disgusting in a good way.
Word. Thanks for collecting.
Good word.
It would be disgusting if a man was playing with himself
Yeah.
You know.
It is 914-338-1782. The Goons is in the building.
James.
You got comments. You got questions. We got answers.
Uh-huh.
Enough said.
Shot,
from three point of views. From the angry side to the street side to the smooth side.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like the outcome of a question, I mean, of the answer, but it don't fucking matter.
Mm-hmm. It really don't. Never
really don't.
Just like your mother's cross to help.
infested choke.
Infested. Mm-hmm.
Elias Manhattan. If y'all want to get roasted, hit us up. You already know what it is. Angry Bastard Radio. MySpace.com/Angry_Bastard_Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I see now what motherfuckers be talking about on the chiz. You like, damn, dog. Calm down, man. You yelling this shit? When we left that message, me and Six, and I played it back, and I'm like, damn, I can't even. I'm a mumble mouth motherfucker. Like, this phone fucks everything up. Like, it's loud as hell and all slurred. I feel like a retard.
Are you talking about the show from last night?
Yeah.
Oh. The show was all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody
showed up. Oh, no. The show was the shit.
Everybody showed up. Nobody called in. I was on the chiz line. I stressed it out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And then y'all had somebody call up.
I mean, I didn't have nobody call up.
No, I'm saying that somebody called up is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know where the nigga got the number from, but he just showed up, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, though. That's the kind of love that niggas need to be showing on the show. Like, niggas need to fucking call up and be interested, you know? It's funny.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought homie was on the chat line at first.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was talking to this nigga S, and this nigga S was like, yeah. The other niggas was talking about XYZ, XYZ, and all kinds of other shit. And I'm like, who this nigga? And I tried to mute the nigga. He was checking.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hold on. How the fuck am I not muting him? I thought he was on the chin, so I thought I was muting you. You know what I mean? But whatever. We here now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas' mom's ass is spreading. More or less.
Niggas' mom's is doing the Macarena. Macarena, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
So I had a Jamaican chicken patty from ShopRite.
Oh, boy.
That shit was off the chain, dog.
Are you in love now?
Huh?
You in love now?
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like a fat bastard.
Fat fucker.
I'm in love like a fat kid love cake.
Uh-huh. I know you don't love me.
This shit is loud enough, though. Or?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to fix it right now, but you know how this fucking computer is.
No, the funny thing is, like, if you don't set the volume before you play it, you can't change the volume afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I mean, it didn't seem like it.
Nah, you can't. That's what's stupid about it.
You gotta set the volume first and then play it.
Yeah.
That should have died, though. It should have been mad easy.
Hell yeah. It's easy as shit.
Not easier than your mother. It's definitely easy.
Yeah, no doubt. That was cute.
Nah, it ain't cute.
John Sweet's mom's is actually easier.
That and Fever Friday, we're going to start it off with a couple of, you know, Spanish dudes. You know, ain't going to be just reggaeton. SD made a valid point. And I took it. I took it. So here's somebody that's Spanish in the hip-hop game. Let's go. 45 minutes left. God damn.
Your white out. Drop that. Guns hit it easy, just wanna check on reality. My flow was Mortal Kombat, Liu Kang, and mid-animality. But these niggas' mentalities ain't as big as they salary.
calories. I'm riding with the burner. They got the body like calories. My Mickey is my Mallory. Word of my auntie Valerie. I've seen so many shots that your movie can start a gallery. Niggas dripping whack and it's activating my allergy. Militia head and drama. The gangsta grilling analogy. So who knows the mileage of flow and they know the valor me. Gassing niggas up who don't see that they need the monarchy. Rap about it's finicky. My niggas do honestly. Militia my identity till the end cause I promise me. I don't give a fuck if you other rappers acknowledge me. Cause soon your time is up and when that come I'll keep a ballot free. You could put the sleeping on me to reap when I keep it sweeping. Leap a couple feet off the street when you get the beep or beeping. Beep a porky pigging. Get the shit and I'm leap or bleeping. Eating niggas I'm riding dirty and deep as creeping. Find a weak and freaking. I'm seeking a butter beacon reeking. Have the oodie freaking like UMTs when they teeth are leaking. Speak a leaking. We in a five sticky rolling deep enough a bunch of leave. Without none you noticing much you're leaving. One time again for militia. Two for my bitches and niggas. Three. 174 for my niggas. That's how we get it.
Thank you.
DJ
Welcome back. We got 40 minutes left. It's your boy GQ, Latin Fever Friday. We got the rest of the crew. We got six fills in the building. SD, S Dizzle in the building. You know how we do each and every day. Angry Bastards. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We're live tonight from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. If you want, you can block your number. Call up. If you need advice, you want to shout out where you're calling from, you want to just give us a big whoppa and hang up, do what you do. If you want to find out where the nearest parade near you, come summertime, do what you do.
If you want to find out where the nearest banana tree is that you can climb,
do what you do.
We don't know where that is, but you can
probably
direct you.
What?
Fresh's mom's house.
Oh.
Fresh's mama.
Well, it's going to be packed because of low tide.
You could definitely suck some mango juice out of her nipples.
Yeah.
Some coconut juice out of her butt.
Some goat milk.
That baby.
I'm going to sterilize her titties because, you know.
Yeah, definitely. She definitely got papaya juice for her titties.
Skin like a cantaloupe.
Goddamn cantaloupe.
Goddamn animal.
Goddamn animal.
Animals.
Swear.
he said, didn't I tell you next time I see you around here, I'm going to smack a spark out your face?
Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you done? I was just getting ready to get up.
Said, nobody wears trenches in the summertime.
Oh, man. So, SD, he called me up, earlier today.
Niggas put me on with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nigga.
And it's like, he put me on with it, and I've noticed a lot of Spanish people use Metro PCS. And so, why not talk about it?
Wow, does that mean that a lot of them are rats?
I
don't think it means that.
I think it's a catch. Because, come on. They came out, first of all, we all know Sprint is holding it down. And it's like between Sprint and what, Singular? They're holding it down. And then you come up with this cheap phone that's unlimited, everybody's going to hop on it. There's a catch. Either the government has something planned where they got tracking devices in there and they're going to be, even though we all know that they're listening to this show right now, like, they own cell phones. They own the airwaves. But Metro PCS, there's something slick about it. And I'm not getting it because it's cheap. I'm not getting it because I don't want it. I'll stick with Sprint. I don't mind calling up every once in a while to argue with my bill because they cut me off because I'm 50 cents over my spending limit. I'm cool with that. There's a reason as to why that phone is, cheap. There's got to be a reason. And a lot of people are like, it's only $40 a month, unlimited. I'm getting that. Okay. You're gonna find out you sold your soul to the devil. And then now I'm hearing that they have tracking devices in cell phones. Now, I already know they can track you anyway. But just to know that they have them so that you can be a parent, and you can give, the parent can give their phone to their daughter or whatever, or their husband, and track them down.
Who let the fucking cat in?
What cat?
Get that motherfucker out of here.
Come on, man.
Nah, he ain't fucking. He could stay. He probably fucking hungry. I'll kick him out in a little while.
Man, you got these people, they don't know how to, talk on the phone.
Excuse me?
You got people that don't know how to talk on the phone.
Yo, bro.
They're talking about business over the phone in broad daylight. Like, don't even try to, be smooth about it.
Mm-hmm.
For all of y'all out there that's getting these Metro PCSs and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what's up, this and that, better read the fine print because it sounds a little bit suspicious to me.
A little suspicious.
A little suspicious. Which I enjoy that. But just think about it. So that's like somebody selling you a Bentley for $2. Hey, you want this Bentley? Only $2. That's it? $2?
See,
you get in it.
That's how I'm different, though. I buy the Bentley and I go sell that shit.
No. You're not listening. You're not listening because I'm not done.
Yeah.
That's like someone buying a Bentley for $2. That's it? Bentley, $2? Yeah. Bentley. Right here. And you look at it, you like, done deal, $2. Boom. And then you go to drive off and there's no engine, no nothing. It's just the body. Now you have to spend extra money out of your pocket just to get the car to work. A Bentley engine is going to run you money. Might as well just went to a car dealership and paid the right price, the same price for a Bentley, the way it is now. There's always a catch, is what I'm trying to say. That's like somebody give you a house, a 5-bedroom mansion, for $30,000. No, for $1,000 a month.
Sure.
And you're like, yeah, that's a good deal. What's the catch? Oh, there's no catch. The interest rate is going to be 99.9. Like, whoa, 99.9? That's ridiculous.
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 Bitch ass blues.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go. Is that ATL?
Yep.
Yeah. ATL, what up?
I'm just chilling right now. I'm doing a little prank calling.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Oh, wait, hold on. Are we the prank
calling this fucking show?
No, I'm not prank calling the show. I'm doing it. Nah, I'm not prank calling y'all.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm about to stop this instrumental. How about you make the call and we prank them? We're good.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Now, look, this is what we're doing, right? Me and my friend, we were prank calling couples. Like, we've been looking through the phone book and finding couples. And they'll call and I'll be like,
who's your friend?
This is something it sounds like, okay? I'm going to show you what it sounds like.
Who's your friend?
They answer, and I'd be like, hi, this is Rebecca Jones, and I'm calling from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
Oh, shit.
At 9:30?
Huh?
At what? At 9:30 p.m.?
No, okay. I said before we close.
Hold on. Whoa.
Yeah, please. Pump the bricks.
Can we get an introduction, please? I mean... That's ATL. What up, ATL?
You remember ATL?
Nah, don't.
I used to call him Stankum. She used to be Stankum.
Oh, what?
What?
What up, Stankum?
30 minutes.
Stankum.
So y'all want to do some prank calling?
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, Ma, as long as you're doing the calling, I'll do the listening.
Work.
Who is fighting over there?
Huh?
You heard me? I said, who's your friend?
Her name is, Casper.
Hey, put her on the phone.
The friendly ghost?
Put her on the phone.
The friendly ghost?
Yeah, let's start this, phone call.
Alright, let's do that. Who we gonna call? Who we gonna call? So I'm saying, who gonna say something?
I will.
Okay. Did I call them already? Okay.
Okay.
No.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, listen. All right, I'm about to call
yeah, watch it up.
Raymond and Barbara. You hear me?
Who?
Their name is Raymond and Barbara.
Raymond and Barbara? All right.
Hold on.
Angry Bowser Radio. We about to do this prank call, man.
The number you have.
Ah. Oh yeah. Your mom's
boss.
Nigga's mom's number disconnected early.
Yeah, I had to pull the plug on that.
I had to pull the plug.
Here's Michael and Brenda.
Big booty house!
Pop with it!
I have my moments, though. When I get the shot, when I get that 10-14 in my hand, it's a fucking problem. You know what I'm saying?
What's the chick's name? Brenda?
Stay on the other side of the fucking board.
It's Brenda?
Hold on. Give me a little
I just got Call of Duty 5, too. It's all right. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really a follower of, you know, by the latest, newest, latest. I'm not really that dude, so. I'll get into it.
Yeah, wait till Modern Warfare 2 come out there, or Call of Duty 5, whatever.
Listen. Cut the bullshit, all right?
Oh, let's go, Harrington.
Oh, man.
Did the Lakers win yesterday?
Yo, what's that, Channel 3?
Nah, 11.
It's Channel 11.
Oh, that was a fucking fool's goal.
What the fuck is that nigga doing on Channel 11?
Who is it, Brenda?
Hey.
Uh-huh. Hold back.
Dump it in the first one. This one here.
See, I'm not even listening.
Hello?
Hello?
Right here, man.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, hi. Who am I speaking to?
Who did you want to speak to?
Yeah, I want to speak to you. Is that a little sexy voice you got? What color are your feet?
Why don't you bang on them?
Well, what color are your feet? She got fibers. Like, I'm like, whoa, why can't say nothing?
Because she banged up.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know. Her name was Brenda.
All right, so.
You want to call somebody else?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm on.
Okay.
Call your mama.
Word.
I'm going to call your mama. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're going to call my friend's mama, okay?
Oh, word. Let's go. Yo, Six, you want this one?
I'm with it. You know how I do, son.
All right, sure. What's her name? What's her name?
Her name is
name
April.
Her name is bitch, like everybody else. Fucking April.
And then April,
I
go, Six.
I'll block her number. Do you know her number?
I'll
block her.
Yeah, I'll
block it if I call her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right,
dummy.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's pretty mean, subby, really. But her name is April, okay?
All right, sure. All right, Six.
Okay, I'm right here. Hold on now.
Listen. Don't say nothing about her daughter. Like, we don't want her to know that we're involved in this. So we're going to, like, be in the background.
That's what you're
going to
do.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do.
Hold on.
Huh?
You calling her house?
She's going to answer.
All right. Let's go.
Radio show. Matter of fact, y'all niggas are calling if y'all want.
Let's go.
What's her name, April?
Yeah.
All right. You calling her house?
Yeah.
You calling the house? All right.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening. May I please speak to April?
Who's calling?
This is Marcus Weaver.
I'm listening.
Not speak to April?
This is Shay. What do you want?
Excuse me, there's no need to be who.
I don't know who this is.
She had an attitude, man. You told niggas not to go in.
She hung up? She hung up?
Yeah, your car's back. Right.
Now, hold on.
Hold on. He needs some more info.
Hold on. Where does she live at?
Huh?
I'm about to go in on her. Where does she live?
I thought I heard her. I'm like, oh, shit. Run.
Hold on.
Yo, somebody need to bang on me, bro.
Hold on.
Nah, man.
Where does she live?
Fucking, like,
what do you mean, where does she live?
What do you mean? In ATL? She live in ATL with you?
Okay, I got somebody else we can call.
No. Where does April live at?
Emails to call. I'm not giving y'all no dudes to call.
Hold on. Where does April live at?
Somebody mute her, goddammit. Hey, listen, we need to get to the bottom of some.
Hey, yo, ATL.
If we're going to do this shit, she's going
to call up another female.
She could call up another female.
Call April back.
No, don't call her back yet. You're going to
ruin
everything up.
Y'all didn't do anything. Y'all
just upset
her.
I was going to do it. I was going to come out next.
Nah, that's not the point. You don't want to do that, dude. You got to stretch it out, but I need more fucking information. You can't just fucking call somebody out of Bluetooth and try to make a prank call. You don't know nothing fucking about them.
Yeah, you're right.
That's exactly why I'm like, what the fuck are these fucking frauds doing?
Let me call it back. Hold on.
How about you call your mom? You know everything about her.
Yo, let me quarterback this, all right?
How about we call your mom? You know everything about her.
What is, now, she lives in ACL, right?
Yeah.
Nah, but,
what's her daughter's name? I'm not going to mention her daughter. If she, in case she asks, what's her daughter's name?
Tamika?
All right, her name is April. She's an older woman?
Yeah, she's like, how old is your mom? 42?
40? All right, she married?
No.
Really? All right, where does she work? Maybe I could tell her, I met her at a job or something like that.
All right, here, look. I'm going to give you another person.
Here's another person, but what's the information about this person first before you call her?
She's probably not going to answer. I know this woman. I know her.
All right, so what's the information?
You're doing it all fucking wrong.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. All right, listen. It's this girl. Her name is
Tia. How the fuck
do
you expect niggas to go
in
on somebody and not give any type of information?
It's not that serious. It's just a fucking prank call. Why the fuck?
Yeah, go on. Explain what you were saying. You said you know a girl and what? Go ahead.
There's this girl. Her name is Miyaka. She just turned 23 March the 1st. She drives a green Contour, and she works at Belt. Is that enough information for you to do a prank call?
That's enough information.
Okay.
Let's go.
You ready?
What's the name?
Hold on. I know you're not trying to get short.
What's the word?
I'm not getting short
with you right now. I'm Molly and Grill trying to tell you this.
Yo, what's her name?
Her name is Miyaka.
Bianca, okay.
Miyaka.
23.
With the M, Miyaka.
Oh, Miyaka. Oh, I'm really happy with this.
Yeah,
Miyaka.
We prank just for having that stupid fucking name. We'll fucking prank call.
Word, Miyaka.
Miyaka.
What the fuck is that? 23, and she works at Belk.
Belk? What the hell is Belk?
The supermarket.
You know, like at the mall, a store.
All right.
They see Penny Sears. She works at Belk.
Oh boy.
All right, Belk.
It's like Bob-Dob.
Green Contour.
Listen, you know what? Fuck this prank call and shit. Why don't you just spread your legs and call her a fucking rap?
Miyaka. All right, let's go. Call her. All
right.
Yo, fuck that bitch in the background, too. You hear her talking in the background. What's going on out here?
Hello?
Yeah. You got it, or you want me to do it?
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Miyaka.
Huh?
What up, mama?
Hey.
How you doing?
Shit.
Yo, how come you answer my calls? I've been calling you all fucking day, yo.
What?
I've been calling you all day. How come you answer your calls?
Who's this?
Yo, this me, man. Now you gonna try to act like you don't know my voice. That's fucked up.
What?
Now you're gonna try to act like you don't know my voice.
Cause I don't.
No, this is me. Remember we work at Belk. You don't remember we had Yeah.
We what?
You work at Belk, right?
How the fuck you know where I work at?
I mean, because I see you every fucking day. I talk to you. The other day I seen you, you said, yo, I said to you, yo, can I call you one day? And you was like, you ain't got my number. And then I was like, all right, well, give me a number. You gave me a number. And I said, I would holler. I'm hollering. Now you acting funny. What's that about?
Hold on, I don't even remember yet.
That's because you smoke too much weed, man. Like, we talked about that and everything.
Duet.
I said we talked about that, and now you're going to try to act like you don't know who I am. Like,
I swear I know who you are.
Yo, Chris, remember the tall brown-skinned dude with the pretty eyes?
And we was where?
We was over there by Henry Street.
By where?
At his house, you know what I'm saying? And I seen you
outside
his house. Yeah, I know him too.
By who house?
By the Cleveland's house.
By whose house?
Oh, man. Yo, you know what?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I mean, am I talking too low? Do you need to call me back later? Are you busy or something? Are you busy or something? Is that what it is?
Nah, yeah, you good, but can you just tell me who you are again one more time?
Yo, this is Chris. The cute dude with the brown skin dude with the pretty eyes. Remember you said I had pretty eyes?
Yeah, where was we at?
We was in front of this house.
In front of who house?
Oh, boy. You know what, Mom? I don't know. Maybe
no,
it was
I'm sorry. No, hold on one second.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Hello.
Hello, Mimi.
Yeah.
What up, Mama?
What's up?
You tell me. I'm trying to be a part of your world. You know what I'm saying? Like you just making it up.
Oh yeah, I really don't even know who you are.
Chris,
I forgot. Where I meet you?
Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck you on the phone with? Chris, you need to get off the phone for real.
Yo, who that? Tell him to fall back, yo. Like, that's mad rude. Hello?
All right, where I meet you at?
What happened? You met me in front of this house. Like, right down
in
the block.
In front of who house?
Right down the block. Right down the block from there.
From who house?
Yo, why you playing games? Yo, you know what, Ma? This is what I'm going to do, because, like, this is, like, starting to get a little annoying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to call you back or something, like, later on when you're a little more...
When
you're a little more focused, because you're not really focused right now, and that shit is making me, like, flip my wig, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, I mean, what's a good time to call you?
You call me back in, like, an hour.
Huh? In an hour?
Yeah.
You want me to call you at this number? What, you at work?
Nah, I don't work there anymore.
Oh, no? Nah? All right. So, what you want me to call you at home or on your cell phone?
You call me on this number.
No, bitch, he's not going to call you back.
Wow.
Well, this bitch came for me. He's not calling you back.
You want to have talk to you like that? You ain't a real bitch. You want to have talk to you like that, Mom? Yo, Mimi.
Let me roast her, man.
Yeah,
shut up, I'm about to cuss her up.
For what? Because she was about to give us a question.
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
Who the fuck is this?
Yo, watch your mouth, yo. Fucking smack your face.
Now, you back the fuck up because you over here in the corner calling females and shit. Who the
so
fuck
what?
Is this?
This is me, yo, and I'm about to fuck you. I'm coming to your house to fuck
you
right now.
You need to fuck
you.
Mianka?
Yo, you better call. I call Mianka. Yo,
Mianka?
Yeah, Mianka. If you're still home in an hour, I'm coming to fuck you. You better call the cops. You better call the cops. What the fuck you gonna do? Your brother's pussy, and your brother's a pussy, too. They ain't doing shit.
She hung up with the
cookies. Call another female. Call another female. I got something for them. Yeah, I'm hype right now. Call another female. I got something. I got something to joke about.
Biscuit burning face ass.
Biscuit burning. Hey, yo, Shorty. Call somebody else.
Engelbert Humperdinck in the face ass.
Yo, Barry Sanders.
I'm hype right now. Somebody fucking calm this man down.
I want to do it.
Barry Sanders. What happened?
My phone call. I'm about to call. I'm about to holler at this girl.
Gary Coleman hairline.
What girl?
Oh, no. Don't be calling any fucking dudes out here.
I don't
what,
know.
No,
some random girl.
Some random girl? What's her name?
I'm a random bitch.
I got it. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Dan? You got a sexy voice, but it's amazing. You know why? Because when we had sex,
2 days later, I felt drips. Now, I just got done using the bathroom, and I thought maybe that's what it is, leftover pee. My doctor said it wasn't leftover pee. It was just some leftover disease that I got from your funky pussy. I'm a little pissed off about that.
Craig, I'm so sorry.
What happened?
Craig, is this Craig?
Yes, yeah, Craig.
Who the fuck is
telling you? Craig, I'm sorry. I thought I told you.
What did you didn't tell me.
I'm over here
dipping my cock in vinegar and all types of, you know, linguine and shit. Like,
they told me it was cleared up.
They told you it was cleared up.
She's
hit. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Now, you know what? I'm going to be sorry for you when I see you, because I'm in front of your house right now.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
I said I was sorry.
It's cool. I'm just going to take it out on your face.
Are you burning, too?
Hmm? Nah, but I got the worst case of hemorrhoids.
How do you get hemorrhoids? I have nothing to do with that.
And my feet stink.
What?
I don't have nothing to do with that.
Oh, you got a lot to do with it. Word. Did you burn it?
Craig, I'm so sorry.
Hey, that sorry shit. Fuck that sorry shit.
I'm for real. I didn't
fuck
know.
Fuck that sorry shit. I just want you to open the fucking door.
Yeah, just open the door. You got your mother fucked up too. Just wanted you to know that. I'm gonna fuck your mom's face up. Everything I can find in your backyard in the trash can. I'm gonna rake.
Why are you calling me with that? I mean.
Now shut your fat ass up, bitch. You burned me. Don't take that gun.
I can't control the way I'm. What?
I went and got tested the other day, and the doctor said I got a 65.
Well, I'm sorry, but you don't have to talk about my size.
I told you a big bitch.
Wait, Craig, what?
The winter time is almost over, bitch. This season is almost up.
Hey, you leave my sister alone, okay?
Listen, hey, bitch, listen, fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Somebody bang on
so
this
fuck you with your little penis.
Well,
she told me, little
foreign
penis.
That's not what your mama said.
Don't call here harassing my sister anymore. We're calling the police.
Hey, what are you doing? We're good.
You know, I though.
We got the police in our pocket.
Like you little, little homeboy say, but the pigs, we don't like the cops. Fuck the police.
Look, you fat Joe looking like bitch.
Fuck you, you retarded, illiterate, won't get your diploma, always.
My cock looks like a microphone because of you.
Came past the ninth grade.
Fact though, bitch, you're the one who's fucking burning.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what? I'm gonna knock your door down, and I'm gonna give you the filthy disease back, because I don't want it.
What are you gonna pull out your pistol on me?
No.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, you think you're real funny.
No, it's not funny. When I call my dad, I'm telling him you keep messing with my sister.
I mean, he has no choice because I took his wife from him.
She has the herpes. All she does is walk around here sending, scratching, and burning because of you and your sick penis.
Sick penis. That's fine. I'm really happy from wrapping your dirty lips around it.
Word.
I won't suck your little chicken.
Come on, you sound like a fucking retard. You actually sound like a retard. And I'm actually tired of hearing your fucking voice. Not only that, but the funniest part is, you said you didn't want to suck it. That's why I faced one.
You had no choice.
Hello.
Never. Never.
Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is this? Like, who the fuck is this?
On the rail? On the rail, though? You got yourself banged on, bitch.
Oh, you finally banged on him?
Yeah. Did you bang on the fucking ATL bitches?
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
A waste of air.
How
do you do that?
I'm telling the nigga, yo, bang on these bitches now, God. Let's do
this. I mean, I thought I would get some nice prank calls, but they was corny.
Yeah, they were corny. Not only were they corny, but they were fucking sideshow hookers also. But you know
what else? Court jesters.
Court jester sluts. I love it.
Yeah. I just don't love them. I just don't love them.
No way. No way.
I just slut them out.
Of course.
Take them on a slut date.
Oh, yeah, nigga, I got that fucking job, nigga, that city job.
That's what's up, nigga.
Job,
nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
It's called for a celebrate.
What?
I'm about to fucking unchain Fresh to Death's mom.
Heavy coat.
So we can go in on that.
Heavy coat.
It's a celebration, bitches.
It's a celebration, nigga. And you know what? As soon as I find out, like, whether or not I take a test, nigga, you know I'm going to be lighting up.
Yeah.
As soon as I find out if I'm taking a test or not.
Y'all niggas know what time it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if I'm taking a test, good. I'm just going to give me some of that juice, drink that juice, pass that test, get that bread. It's a wrap from there, son. 20 and out. You hear me? I got 10 years vested in the motherfucking union. All right, I've been a fucking mechanic for about 5 or 6 fucking years. I got 10 years fucking vested in 20 and out with the motherfucking city. Can't tell me shit. And that's just what it is. And I know y'all niggas want to light up. All right, well, we can go to the truck. You know what I'm saying? Chill. I get a bogey. Let me just make sure the food is where it's supposed to be. That way, when we come back in, niggas come back in.
You sure you slide right back into the dinner.
Speaking of bogey, 251 is in order right now.
Straight up.
That'll last me about 4 days. That.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, son. Please don't leave me that pack of Newports.
Why?
Because I don't need a pack of Newports, my nigga.
I'll take the five right there. I'm sure, son.
My
brother was giving it to you.
You giving it to me?
And that's what it is. Let me get some bogeys.
I ain't got it. No doubt.
Street team, nigga. Street team only, son.
All of a sudden, street team now.
Yeah, is this the restaurant?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was there a little while ago with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And we ate some of them fava beans.
They got me fucking sick there, Charlie.
This is fucking hilarious.
You made me some fava beans there with the little wacky, the bread that you got there. You got me sick as a dog.
Where are you sitting, sir?
What?
Where are you sitting?
I was sitting out there by the front there. You know, I got really sick from that shit. I ought to split your nuts from your head to the back of your ass.
No, nothing happened. Nobody ordered fava beans. I didn't serve fava beans.
I got fava beans. They got them all over coming out my ass backwards now. I'm sick like a fucking animal over here.
Fava beans and what?
You got my wife fucking laying in a fucking bowl of piss over here, fucking puking up shit.
What are you talking about, sir?
Look, you jerky little ass, I ought to split your nuts off the side of your face.
What did you order, sir?
I told you I ordered those fava beans over there. You got them things fucking stinking up the house now.
Just fava beans?
Yeah, the fava beans with all that silly little juice on there, you fucking wacky ass.
I didn't serve any fava beans, sir.
All right, you're angry at me now. Maybe I ought to come down here and fucking make you eat your fucking shoe.
Excuse me, I didn't serve any fava beans today.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to come down there. I'm going to stuff your shoes. Look, you got the restaurant?
Yes.
I'll come down and make you eat your fucking shoe. I'm sick like a fucking idiot over here.
No, nothing happened. The farming is good. Everything is good. All right, then.
Let's see how good it is. I'll see you later there, Charlie.
Why do Spanish people stutter?
They're pussies. That's my only answer.
I just started the ass off. I got the nerve call us illiterate.
Illiterate. Great blunder. I should have put the fucking potatoes in first. But you know what? It's all right.
Great. What the fuck you doing with that record?
Word. Great, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas, man? Tell niggas pass that fucking weed, too.
Stupid.
Oh, man, I hit a blunt, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas pass me a blunt, man. I hit it once, passing it right back, man. That all.
Passing it right back.
I'm going to keep sipping. God damn it. I can't front, man. I ain't gonna front, man. I ain't no woman. Yo, man, I express myself, you know what I'm saying? When the nigga, I check the message, and I call the nigga back, man, I call my wife, man. I said, yo, baby, I got the job, you know what I'm saying? Man, I fucking broke down, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or I was emotional, man, because, like, in light of all of the things that's happened to me, man, like, you know, understanding that shit happens. Life is a bunch of happening. It's happening. It's not what happens to you. It's how you deal with it, but... You know,
yeah.
It's like, yo, man, I'm looking at things like I got my money, man. Like, I ain't been working in the last, like, today is a week I haven't worked, you know what I'm saying? And somebody I thought was a friend of mine, you know, turned out to show their true colors, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of left the brother, you know, leave no man behind, you know that saying? Well, I got left behind more or less. For being a man, you know what I'm saying? For not letting nobody tell me how to do my fucking job, man. You know? So, you know, it is what it is, man, but it's just, it's kind of justice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't wish nothing bad on nobody, but when you start thinking, well, I'm going to get back at this, revenge that, as you grow to understand yourself and understand the ways of the world, man, you realize it ain't about none of that. It's about your own personal journey. And
uh-huh.
when you experience that journey and you reach the place of balance, then you realize that all of that shit don't mean nothing, dog. All of that shit, all of that revenge and all of that getting back and all of that, like, mother, you just hope that motherfuckers grow to be better people, man, grow and get in touch and embrace the things inside of themselves which make them better people, you know what I'm saying, and more balanced and discard the bullshit. Like, you want to discard the bullshit because at the end of the day, B, like, every individual is a reflection of what's going on around them, you know what I'm saying? So, it takes a nation, man. It takes a nation. Nation of millions to hold me back, kid. You know? Word. So,
Chuck D.
Wait, what happened? Fuck up? I know you ain't say fuck up, nigga. Yo, hold on, man, little ass nigga. I know you ain't say that, nigga. You chicken patty in that faggot. You just learned how to cook fucking.
Cook your chicken patty.
No grocery shopping at. Panhead. Fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
That nigga said no grocery shopping ass, nigga.
Hey, fucking panhead.
You thought that was funny?
Nah, it wasn't.
You thought that was funny?
It's sad, just like the story of your mother. Going on her butt. But
oh,
know,
yeah?
I'll write a book about it later.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he got. That's him thinking.
Make a quick detour to be sure. Don't talk to no bitches and try to creep on.
No.
They'll blow your head clean off. This is for the streets, dog. Lesson one is staying alive. You can't be thought.
No.
Don't care if it's a few of you, cause God it takes two of you. Be through with you. Lord, forgive us another. More times than not, it's niggas who's real cool with you. Probably drunk or brew with you. And now niggas are shooting you. They say keep your enemies close. I don't buy it. Cause it'd be your closest of niggas that's going.
I'm gonna play
hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
I have no comeback. I'm going to play a song.
Thank you for tuning in. Latin Deeper Friday.
It's over.
Make sure
already?
You tune in Monday. Yeah. Make sure you tune in Monday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Well, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
You should have been changed that time, nigga.
Nah, we were supposed to do it at 8. But I was at work.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, you know what I mean? It was from 8 to 10.
Okay, so
you was blessed with a 6'4 SD GQ. You know, we had the slut from ATL call up.
ATL, bitch, call up again so we can go in on you.
On your buns.
Nah, I'm going on her buns. I'm going to go on her face because we already established that her buns are dirty. So
I had dirty buns.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the... the beans and rice eating motherfuckers.
Nah, fuck them. Because the only reason you said Latin Fever Fridays is because it matched with F. Fever Fridays. It could have been fucking Fridays. It could have been Black fucking Fridays. It could have been fucking whatever. Fuck Latin. They ain't never done that for me. Pretend to be black when I'm around them and pretend to be white when the white folks is around them.
Commonwealth motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Split, pass that blunt, little nigga.
fuck is you doing over there, man?
Shit, I was trying to come with the block, man. I don't know what y'all niggas trying. Y'all niggas deep up there. I'm good.
I mean, yeah, I can dig it. What the fuck? You want some alone time or something, nigga? The fuck is you talking about,
man? Yeah, I do want some alone time with this nigga's moms.
Yo, what?
It's amazing. It's amazing, because instead of saying his mom, he says my mom. Oh, that's cute.
Oh, I didn't know I was talking about your moms. You got a guilty conscience? All right, then we'll talk about your moms.
Nah, because you said this nigga's moms. That's why. Are we talking about him?
I'm gonna divert attention from myself and say something that doesn't even matter. Now you're back off the fucking whacking meat and with your fucking cat. Shut your fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? go whack yourself.
This nigga said whack yourself off while his cat's watching. That's what you just
said. His cat's watching.
That's amazing, you know. I don't I'm sensitive to lameness, so my ears are sensitive, so therefore,
so
I can't hear you.
That you're a woman, so you're admitting
I just hear
woman.
I just hear mumbling. I just hear
so
mumbling.
You're admitting that you're a woman, okay.
You know, when niggas talk manly,
so you're admitting that
you're
a woman. Slow estrogen, that's what you're admitting that.
When you talk like a female, I tend to tune out. So
now you tune out. It went from being sensitive to tune out. So it went
from being overly sensitive as niggas.
It went from you being a woman to being a pussy.
Man, this guy's screaming on the phone. Like, this shit's not working. Fuck out of here.
This is not working. It's not working.
He's done.
He already showed his sensitive side. It's all right.
He's old T-Pain in the face ass nigga. It's cool, though.
Boo.
T-Pain in the face?
Of course it would be boo. Coming at you, nigga.
So, if it was funny, I would laugh even if it was coming at me. Come on, dog.
You know what I mean? Of course you wouldn't.
Now, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Check the archive.
That's what it is, though.
Check the archive. This nigga must
That's
not
all
know
I'm
the depth. I still had softness. I mean, I had to mumble him. Speak up, nigga. Speak up, little niggas. Catch up.
The only thing little about me is my patience, my nigga.
Okay.
You're going to use that soon. Don't worry. You're going to use that for him soon, y'all.
Jack Swagger.
he's a dick eater.
I mean, if it was hot, wow. He's talking about another man eating dick.
There we go. You see?
No,
you see?
For that
you
one. But anyway, all y'all saying, you know, if it was hot, then yeah, I would take it, but
play another song, because you think slow.
You've been saying that for the longest, too. And I still haven't swaggered yet. Told you so. But I'm
is
with this.
This nigga's stupid. He is stupid. Swagger jacket. Bust ass nigga. You's a bitch, nigga.
Yeah.
You're a bitch, nigga.
That's a death from you, nigga.
Yeah.
Right out, drop that.
Say what? Say
what?
Say what?
Drink good, bone good. I'm back, y'all. Black, y'all. Nori flow, murderous track. I'm back, y'all. Old school style, beat them down, do the wop on them. Snitch boy, drop a dime, call the cops on them. Not militant, orange grenade. I was the first dude to Tito with the gold grenade. And everybody got one, the world try to follow me. Feeling like a scholar, I'm flattered by all the mockery.
LEFO, AK,
same day. Call smell leaking, it's ticket throughout the hallway. Sex, no foreplay, gunshots continue. Just why I smoke diesel, show up late to your venue. Say what? When it trip me, pass me a razor, I get it in quickly. My Mac is black, vest is blue. Got a body in a trunk, on his face got a tattoo. You might know him, find some of the drone. Dumb nigga won't listen, said he won't see the charm. Talk crazy, said how he hate the rock. Said fuck seeing this, so I sprayed his top. And my girl fat ass on the latest drop. They had him sick, so I gave the hate a shot. I get it in with the Mac of the pound, but still smack a bitch like Chris Brown.
Why out? Drop that. Drop that.
Say what? Get it in, get it in. Say what? Smoke good, eat good, drink good, bone good. Get it in, get it in. Say what? Get it in, get it in, get it in. Say what? Get it in, get it in, get it in. Say what? Get it in, get it in. Smoke good, eat good, drink good, bone good.
Just for y'all to know,
what is the name of that shit?
Get it in.
What? Get it in?
Yeah.
Who that? Nori?
Yeah.
It did sound like Nori, didn't it?
It was.
The first nigga sounded like Nori. I don't know about the other nigga. It sounded like this nigga's mom when you wake up in the morning. Notice I said he.
Nori Jaeger is
He's Puerto Rican, so he says half Puerto Rican, half black.
Kevin Mack, nigga.
Jim Jones that I played earlier, he's supposedly half Dominican, half black. And Corey Guns is, I think, all Puerto Rican.
Oh, Peter Guns is Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
So that's his pops. So if he wasn't Puerto Rican, that would mean that his pop is somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, the potatoes are cut up. Your mom's ass is in the air, so, you know, pretty much my job is done.
That nigga's stupid.
Oh, it's me, this nigga, Spliff, and my brother. We're not in the room. We on the chat. We on the radio, on the chat line, on the radio, not the chat line.
The internet radio.
I told you that. Radio, and y'all niggas could have been called in.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's cool too. Come on, son. Yeah, listen. Let me stop you right there, bro.
Spug.
Because if you talk about street team is universal. Am I correct in the
same? Oh,
all right. So this is one of those things that's just revolving like everything else, bro. So, you know.
Oh, niggas is trying to down talk the movement.
Let me mind my damn business, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas is trying to down talk the movement.
This smell like curry and coconut heaven, man. Y'all niggas don't know nothing about this shit.
Curry and coconut heaven.
Curry and coconut heaven, man. These niggas don't know about this, man. I'ma let you listen. Hey, yo, listen. This chicken is all coconut basted and shit, and curry basted. So I'm just gonna mix the potatoes up in there and just
get those,
man.
And just let the meat, fall off the bone, pause.
You're come on, son. I ain't even gonna finish it, cause you already know. So I'ma put that there. Okay, I'm going to
come up with that Tupperware, nigga.
I'm going to pour some of this coconut milk in the rice. You know?
Freshly squeezed from G2's mom's titties.
What happened?
That was
G2's mom's tits.
Oh, so that was a straight shot at a nigga, right? Did you put my name out? I don't know. Yes, nigga.
I'm tired of these broads
taking these ass shots on MySpace. Uh-huh. And they're turning in an angle. But when you see a side view,
yeah,
or
when you see the shot, they standing straight up and look like a fucking book bag.
Yeah, like
like an empty book bag.
Empty Jamesport.
Well, hyperbonos. Empty Eurosport, nigga. Fake Jamesport, nigga.
Word.
Hyperbonos. Remember when niggas used to get on niggas that had the yellow sports?
You first got the nerve to say fly ass mommy. That should not be any part of your MySpace page.
Fly mommy.
You should be able. You should have to ask in order to get that.
In order to get what?
In order to be able to put that on your MySpace page, fly ass mommy.
Word. You should have an ass to put in order.
Yeah.
All right, I seasoned the rice up a little bit. I poured the coconut milk in. I'm going to put it on really low. You know what I'm saying? Really, really low. Yeah, really low. But you know what? You haven't graduated to this level yet where you could concoct things that taste fine.
You can concoction
out here. Yeah, you can't concoct the divineness. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think he's on my level.
Nah, he's not. But, and you know, and not for nothing, this nigga asked if he could burn a little something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He could burn a little
I guess it's popping in the kitchen, you know.
You know, let's not get it twisted, man. Ain't nothing pussy about the kitchen game.
Nah, straight up, nothing pussy about the kitchen game.
Word. So I'm just and just for the coup de grace, right? That means the Pierre de Resistance for those who don't speak fucking French. I'm going to throw some of these green beans, the cut green beans in the fucking pot, and just, you know, just for a little color. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cook those on the side, though. Hey, yo, you keep frying that chicken, boy.
Uh-huh. You know, hey, you keep deep-frying that chicken, bro.
And
all right, nigga. And it's doing good for me.
And when your cholesterol goes to the roof, holler. I'll show you how to make something healthy. You know what I mean?
I don't doubt. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Even though canned green beans have a lot of salt in them, like anything else can. But, you know, it is what it is. It's Friday night, and I'm going in.
Let's go K-Knicks.
K-Knicks. The K-Knicks is,
We're actually fucking winning, man.
Yeah, they are.
This nigga hot funny. I don't believe this nigga. Now I gotta come with the block and fucking wag on this nigga.
Yeah. Who that?
Fucking Akron over here. This nigga's supposed to meet me at the fucking store.
Oh, he ain't meet you?
I don't feel like walking up there. Oh, boy.
I hear that.
Bring my Tupperware with me, nigga. Bring some Tupperware.
Yeah.
Straight up.
When's the last time you got your mobster in, nigga?
Yo, I ain't played that shit in
a minute.
I haven't played that shit in a minute.
Yeah, dog.
What the fuck is my keys in this
bitch? I want
bitch.
Some piss or something?
Some piss? Hippie? Hit that?
Well, you know, that sounds good. Until you smoke in a regular Dutch without cracking it. That much weed to get high. Without cracking it.
Without cracking. Oh, because I'm reading and then I just caught the last one.
Talking about the Godfather.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, give me a bowl, mommy.
Godfather and then da 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 da.
I know you got it, Ma. Stop fronting.
I'm not even going to do that. Let me, need a what?
Yo, I'm really ready to put the fucking, the long nose to these niggas over here. Pause, man. I be seeing these niggas in the fucking driveway posted up every fucking night, man. I don't like that shit.
I'm just letting you know. You didn't, but I'm letting you know anyway.
Yo, what up, man? You want to shoot some niggas' shoes off, man?
Better and less information.
You want to shoot some niggas' shoes off, man?
Who, me?
Yeah, man.
What the problem is?
Oh, yeah, and it's easy, too, God. We can fucking, it's that easy, God. All you gotta do is fucking sneak through the fucking, not even sneak through, walk through my yard, through this nigga's side, bombing, because the niggas are sitting in the car facing the terrace. So we could just come up from behind in the fucking yard. Bang, 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 bully, bang, bully, bully,
do
bully, bully.
Bang, bully.
I got a brick, bang. Nigga, I'm good. I think I'm holding
brick.
That now, nigga.
What happened? I ain't even hear what he said.
Funk shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you right.
I don't think that nigga's paying attention to you, too.
Damn show ain't.
Nah, he heard me.
Damn show ain't.
He said damn show
ain't. The nigga washed his mouth out with buckshot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Washed his mouth out with buckshot.
You can hit him in there, bro.
That was the thing. I don't know if it was because...
They tight, bro. Bitch. Oh, because of the wizard chick with the other hand. Oh, you got washing the other hand, too?
Everything
fuck, damn, nigga. Huh?
Mm-hmm. The black ones are the
club. Yeah. The lead. I tried to do the no-look catch. Hey, yo, listen, man. What do we got? Another 16 minutes? Another 15 minutes here? For the unrecorded show?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yo, the T-Wolves stepped their game up throughout the season. I mean, ever since they changed coaches. But they're not supposed
enough.
To be winning right now. They're not supposed to be winning.
They're winning?
They're not supposed to be winning.
The Knicks are winning.
Oh, all right.
I just looked it up. You see?
The Knicks are winning.
No, I know. 80 and 91-82.
The Knicks are not supposed to?
No. The T-Wolves are not supposed to be winning.
They're not winning.
I understand that. They're not supposed to win, period. They're not supposed to be this close, in fact. This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Nigga. Still an NBA team at the end of the day, though.
Not only that. Not only that.
Oh, boy.
This study is pretty much inconclusive. It's not real.
Yo.
It's not even proven.
Oh, boy.
You're taking it deep.
Uh-huh.
Telling me it's not proven. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm.
So what I was going to say is,
Yo.
Which one of y'all niggas is lighting up?
I'm about to fucking call the block now because I got to meet this nigga up here.
That's exactly how I felt about the situation.
I don't meet the nigga. I can't fucking write him. You know what I mean? Oh, somebody's getting fronted on right now. Hold on.
Niggas is out there studying right now.
Who are? Somebody's getting flooded on. Hold on, hold on.
Going deep like old core.
Niggas don't know about that.
Nah, they don't. But you know. I ran out of fucking, hold on. I think there's a little swag of this shit, but yo, this Malibu is the shit, son. The low, you can see.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Swag
getting stuck off the Malibu.
Swag this shit, nah, nigga. I was swagging this shit today. I got about a swallow left in there.
Swag the Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. I can't, but I try to stay away from that, what do you call it? Try to stay away from that, that Arizona, as they say. I try to stay from the Arizona. I try to get, you know, some Arizona, some a little more high powered, you know what I'm saying?
You come from the same article. We don't give a fucking one.
They grow weed out there?
I don't know.
It might be that shit.
I heard there's Greenland out there.
I heard the best marijuana is grown in the last, no, not the last, Hawaii, because of the temperature.
No, not even the richness of
the
soil. The
molecules from the lava.
Really?
The lava that cools down.
The richness of the soil.
Yes,
that's what that is. That's what that is. No, I could dig
it.
No, excuse me.
Shit.
That's what it is, bro.
I didn't know.
It's not a different way of saying anything. That's what it is.
That's what I said. I said that's exactly what he said. But
you know what? But it's a beautiful thing, though. Cultivating, you know. Cultivating.
I know nothing about that. I've
never
been to Hawaii.
Yeah, me neither, bro.
Damn,
hey, yo,
what's
this
up,
shit is smelling like. This shit is smelling like love.
I get my Tupperware ready.
You can get your Tupperware ready. Who this?
Uh-huh.
Nichols. Who this nigga?
What happened?
What was he drafted last year? Demetrius Nichols? Yeah. I ain't never seen this nigga in my life. So I think I must have been riding the pond for the last fucking year now.
Who that?
Demetrius Nichols?
Demetrius Nichols.
Yeah,
hold on. From the Knicks?
Yeah, he a guard. If you go back, oh, no, you ain't home.
Nah, I'm on my way up the fucking block.
Yeah, nigga.
Demetrius Nichols, that name sounds familiar, though. Sound like it's something, like you said, sound like a nigga that's been buried on the bench.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a nigga that had his face in the newspaper.
How was it outside? Samuel?
Is it what?
Oh, right.
Is it cold out here? A little something. There's a little frost in the air, but it's not that cold.
Yeah, no, it ain't that cold, but it's enough to,
Yeah, hood up. You already know hood up, Click.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Y'all was playing ball?
Who, me?
Nah, these niggas over here.
Mm. Hell no. What's
nah, come on inside,
hell
nigga.
No. Uh-huh.
Come on inside, nigga.
Oh.
Like niggas just came out the fucking gym and shit. But niggas never want to be telling. Niggas, they don't want to tell me when to come out and play ball, son. Except for that one time we was walking past the P's and the nigga was like, yo, let's come to fucking 18 to play ball.
Yo, fuck 18, man. Niggas be fucking playing the same four over and over.
Yeah, that is whack. Like, I mean, that is very whack.
Yeah, that is whack.
Like, we gotta go there with our own fucking phone, bro. Let's go, nigga.
Fuck niggas.
Oh, this nigga's wilding. Yo.
Yo.
Yo, this nigga's wilding, bro.
Oh, I have him.
This nigga. Niggas just walked. Ew, son. That shit is disgusting, son. Ew.
What's the problem?
Nah. I just walked past this nigga and shit. My son, I'm ready to beef. I'm ready to fucking just stop fucking with this nigga, girl. Like, this nigga blowing that fucking wet on the block and shit.
Oh, wow.
Who that, 4 O's?
Nah, that's the thing about it. It's not even O's. Some other nigga.
Hey, yo, JJ, you ever met 4 O's?
Nah, I don't think he ever met 4 O's. What up, nigga? Please. Get this fucking Don Dada right here. Don Dada, I'm trying to get like you, nigga. Let me detail some cars or something, nigga. Yeah, all right, nigga. Yeah, I'm trying to get this nigga to let me work with my arm.
Fucking package full of oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, yeah, what happened? Yo, what's good with old boy Payne? That was the chick.
You want some more of those, son? I got you, son.
Yo.
Yeah, because I'm about to up your appetite, man. Y'all niggas about to eat some real shit.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, whatever happened to old boy Payne? Whatever the fuck that is.
Oh, who? Old boy Payne? Homegirl?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, it's funny you say that because I ain't speaking to her, but I texted her the other day.
She, remember she got married and shit?
Oh, yeah, that's the one that married the African nigga.
The African nigga, word. You know
and had a seed, and had a seed with him, right?
Yeah, but she's still pregnant, my nigga.
Oh, look, still pregnant.
Yo, her belly's mad big.
Look, you find out. I'll show you how.
You sure she ain't having twins out here?
Nah, she sent me a picture the other day. She had a little boy.
I was about to say, hold on, man. I know that shit don't smell that good, nigga. I know you were chefing it up that tough, nigga.
Hey, yo, light up, S.
I'm coming up here to get some fucking Buddha right now.
Hey,
huh?
Yeah.
This nigga don't fucking pick it. You better pick his phone up. Put my son on Beeman.
Oh, all right. Man, I got that pep, man.
Hey, I know you do.
Who
this?
Find me things on this list that you don't do.
What up, boy, boy?
How
you? It's good, nigga. That's what it is. You got a number of something I can beat you with. Yo, hold on.
It's a Simpson checklist.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm about to be bipolar right now.
3 pages.
Dead wedding, don't do that.
Nope.
Night terrors, don't do that.
Nope.
Temper tantrums, I be getting pissed.
It happens.
Okay, right now you're unipolar. As long as you got one symptom.
Oh yeah, this is that medicine. Yeah, this is that medicine right here. Now let these potatoes marinate and become part one with the chicken.
One with the chicken.
I'll tell you a couple recipes, nigga. Show you how to, you know, make the thing. You know what I mean? Word. But you see. Put that on two right there. This right here. Let this mane eat. Oh yeah, that coconut's got this right sticking together, boy. That's what we talking about. Ooh yeah.
Everything that's good in life is good.
A little salt in there. How about quintuple polar?
Hello?